I wonder if Titania be awake. Then what it was that next came in her eye, which she must dote on in extremity. Here comes my messenger. How now, mad sprite? What night rule now about this haunted grove?
My mistress with a monster is in love. Near to her close and consecrated bower, while she was in her dull and sleeping hour, a crew of patches, rude mechanicals that work for bread upon Athenian stalls, were met together to rehearse a play intended for great Theseus' nuptial day. The shallowest thick-skin of this barren sort, who Pyramus presented, in their sport forsook his scene and entered in a break, when I did him at this advantage take, an ass's knoll I fixed on his head. When in that moment, so it came to pass, Titania waked and straightway loved an ass.
This falls out better than I could devise. But hast thou yet latched the Athenian's eyes with the love juice as I did bid thee do?
I took him sleeping, that is finished too, and the Athenian woman by his side, that when he wakes of force she must be eyed.
Could not a worm and adder do so much?
Stand close! This is the same Athenian.
This is the woman, but not this the man.
Oh, why rebuke you him that loves you so? Lay breath so bitter on your bitter foe.
Now I but chide, but I should use thee worse, for thou, I fear, hast given me cause to curse. If thou hast slain Lysander in his sleep, being o'er shoes in blood, plunge in the deep and kill me too. The sun was not so true unto the day as he to me. Would he have stolen away from sleeping Hermia? It cannot be but thou hast murdered him. So should a murderer look, so dead, so grim.
So should the murdered look, and so should I pierce through the heart with your stern cruelty. Yet you, the murderer, look as bright, as clear as yonder Venus in her glimmering sphere.
What's this to my Lysander? Where is he? Oh, good Demetrius, wilt thou give him me?
I had rather give his carcass to my hounds.
Out, dog! Out, cur! Thou drives me past the bounds of maiden's patience. Hast thou slain him then? Henceforth be never numbered among men.
You spend your passion on a misprized mood. I am not guilty of Lysander's blood, nor is he dead, for aught that I can tell.
I pray thee, tell me then that he is well.
And if I could, what should I get therefore?
A privilege never to see me more. And from thy hated presence part I so. See me no more, whether he be dead or no. Lysander!
Hermia!
There is no following her in this fierce vein. Here, therefore, for a while, I will remain.
What hast thou done? Thou hast mistaken quite, and laid the love juice on some true love sight. About the wood go swifter than the wind, and Helena of Athens look thou find. All fancy sick she is, and pale of cheer, with sighs of love that cost the fresh blood dear. By some illusion, see thou bring'st her here, I'll charm his eyes against she do appear. I go, look how I go, swifter than arrows from the Tartar's bow. Flower of this purple dye, hit with Cupid's archery, sink in apple of his eye. When his love he doth espy, let her shine as gloriously as the Venus of the sky. When thou wak'st, if she be by, beg of her for remedy.
Captain of our fairy band, Helena is here at hand. And the youth mistook by me, pleading for a lover's fee. Shall we their fond pageant see? Lord, what fools these mortals be!
Stand aside. The noise they make will cause Demetrius to awake.
Then must two at once rule one. That must needs be sport alone. And those things do best please me that befall preposterously.
Why should you think that I should woo in scorn? Scorn and derision never come in tears. Look, when I vow, I weep. And vows so born in their nativity, all truth appears. How can these things in me seem scorn to you, bearing the badge of faith to prove them true?
You do advance your cunning more and more. When truth kills truth, oh, devilish holy fray, these vows are Hermia's. Will you give her o'er? Weigh oath with oath, and you will nothing weigh. Your vows to her and me put in two scales with even weigh, and both as light as tails.
I have no judgment when to her I swore.
Nor none in my mind, now you give her all.
Demetrius loves her, and he loves not you.
Goddess, nymph, perfect, divine, to what, my love, shall I compare thine eyne? Crystal is muddy. Oh, how ripe in show thy lips, those kissing cherries, tempting grow. That pure congealed white, high Taurus snow, fanned with the eastern wind, turns to a crow when thou hold'st up thy hand. Oh, let me kiss this princess of pure white, this seal of bliss.
I see you all are bent to set against me for your merriment. Can you not hate me as I know you do, but you must join in souls to mock me too? If you were men, as men you are in show, you would not use a gentle lady so. You both are rivals and love Hermia, and now both rivals to mock Helena. A trim exploit, a manly enterprise, to conjure tears up in a poor maid's eyes with your derision. None of noble sort would so offend a virgin and extort a poor soul's patience, all to make you sport.
You are unkind, Demetrius. Be not so. For you love Hermia, this you know I know. And here, with all goodwill, with all my heart, in Hermia's love I yield you up my part, and yours of Helena to me bequeath. Whom I do love and will do to my death.
Never did mockers waste more idle breath.
Lysander, keep thy Hermia. I will none. If e'er I loved her, all that love is gone. My heart to her, but as guestwise sergeant. And now to Helen is it home returned, there to remain.
Helen, it is not so.
Disparage not the faith thou dost not know, lest to thy peril thou art by it dear. Look where thy love comes. Yonder is thy dear.
Lysander. Thou art not by mine eye, Lysander, found. Mine ear, I thank it, brought me to thy sound. But why unkindly didst thou leave me so?
Why should he stay whom love doth press to go?
What love could press Lysander from my side?
Lysander's love that would not let him bide. Fair Helena, who more engilds the night than all yon fiery o's and eyes of light, why seek'st thou me? Could not this make thee know? The hate I bear thee made me leave thee so.
You speak not as you think. It cannot be.
Lo! She is one of this confederacy. Now I perceive they've conjoined all three to fashion this false sport in spite of me. Oh, injurious Hermia, most ungrateful maid. Have you conspired? Have you with these contrived to bait me with this foul derision? Is all the counsel that we two have shared, the sister vows, the hours that we have spent when we have chid the hasty-footed time for parting us, oh, is all forgot, all schoolday's friendship, childhood innocence? We, Hermia, like two artificial gods, have with our needles created both one flower, both on one sampler, sitting on one cushion, both warbling one song, both in one key, as if our hands, our sides, voices, and minds had been incorporate. So we grew together, like to a double cherry, seeming parted, but yet an union in partition. Two lovely berries molded on one stem. And will you rent this ancient love asunder to join with men in scorning your poor friend?
I am amazed at your words. I scorn you not. It seems that you scorn me.
Have you not set Lysander as in scorn to follow me and praise my eyes and face? And made your other love, Demetrius, who even but now did spurn me, with his foot, to call me goddess, nymph, divine, rare, precious, celestial? Wherefore speaks he this to her he hates? And wherefore doth Lysander deny your love, so rich within his soul, and tender me, forsooth, affection, but by your setting on, by your consent? What though I be not so in grace as you, so hung upon with love, so fortunate?
but miserable most to love unloved. This you should pity rather than despise.
I understand not what you mean by this.
I do. Persever. Counterfeit sad looks. Make mouths upon me when I turn my back. Wink at each other. Hold the sweet jest up. This sport well carried shall be chronicled. If you have any pity, grace, or manners, you would not make me such an argument. But fare you well. 'Tis partly mine own fault, which death or absence soon shall remedy.
Stay, gentle Helena, hear my excuse, my love, my life, my soul, fair Helena.
Oh, excellent.
Sweet, do not scorn herself.
But she cannot entreat, I can compel.
Thou canst compel no more than she entreat. Thy threats have no more strength than her weak prayers. Helen, I love thee, by my life I do.
I say I love thee more than he can do.
If thou say so, withdraw and prove it so.
Quick, come.
Lysander, whereto tends all this?
Away, you Ethiop.
Seem to break loose. Take on as you would follow, but yet come not. You are a tame man, go.
Hang off, thou cat, thou bird, vile thing, let loose, or I will shake thee from me like a serpent.
Why, you've grown so rude. What change is this, sweet love?
Thy love, out tawny tartar, out loathed medicine, oh, hated potion, hence!
Do you not jest? Oh, me, what news, my love? Am not I Hermia? Are not you Lysander? I'm as fair now as I was erewhile. Since night you love me. Yet since night you left me. Why then you left me? Oh, the gods forbid. In earnest, shall I say?
I by my life, and never did desire to see thee more. Therefore, be out of hope, of question, of doubt. Be certain, nothing truer. 'Tis no jest that I do hate thee and love Helena.
Oh, me, you juggler, you canker blossom, you thief of love. What, have you come by night and stolen my love's heart from him?
Fine, i' faith. Have you no modesty, no maiden shame, no touch of bashfulness? What, will you tear impatient answers from my gentle tongue? Fie, fie, you counterfeit. You puppet, you puppet!
Why so? Aye, that way goes the game. Now I perceive that she hath made compare between our statures. She hath urged her height, and with her personage, her tall personage, her height, forsooth, she hath prevailed with him. And are you grown so high in his esteem because I am so dwarfish and so low? How low am I, thou painted maypole? Oh, speak. How low am I? I am not yet so low but that my nails can reach unto thine eyes.
Oh, gentlemen, I pray you, they will mock me. Let her not hurt me. I was never cursed. I have no gift at all, in truth. Oh, let her not strike me. Oh, you perhaps may think because she's something lower than myself that I can match her.
Lower! Hark again!
When she's angry, she's keen and shrewd. She's a vixen when she went to school. And though she be but little, she's fierce.
Little again, nothing but low and little. Why will you suffer to flout me thus? Let me come to her.
Now get you gone, you dwarf, you minimus of hindering knotgrass maid, you bead, you acorn.
You are too officious in her behalf that scorns your services. Let her alone. Speak not of Helena, take not her part. For if thou dost intend never so little show of love to her, thou shalt abide it.
Now she holds me not. Now follow if thou darest, to try whose right of thine or mine is most in Helena.
Follow? Nay, I'll go with thee, cheek by jowl.
You, mistress, all this coil is long of you. Nay, go not back.
I will not trust you, I, nor longer stay in your cursed company. Your hands than mine are quicker for a fray. My legs are longer, though, to run away.
I'm amazed and know not what to say.
This is thy negligence. Still thou mistakest, or else commit'st thy knaveries willfully.
Believe me, King of Shadows, I mistook. Did not you tell me I should know the man by the Athenian garments he had on? And so far blameless proves my enterprise that I have anointed an Athenian's eyes. And so far am I glad it so did sort, as this their jangling eye esteem a sport.
Thou seest these lovers seek a place to fight. Hie therefore, Robin, overcast the night. The starry welkin cover thou anon with drooping fog as black as Acheron, and lead these testy rivals so astray that one come not within the other's way. Like to Lysander, sometime frame thy tongue, then stir Demetrius up with bitter wrong, and sometime rail thou like Demetrius, and from each other look thou lead them thus, till o'er their brows death counterfeiting sleep with leaden legs and batty wings doth creep. Then crush this herb into Lysander's eye, whose liquor hath this virtuous property, to take from thence all error with his might, and make his eyeballs roll with wonted sight. When they next wake, all this derision shall seem a dream and fruitless vision, and back to Athens shall the lovers wend, with league whose date till death shall never end. Whilst I in this affair do thee employ, I'll to my queen and beg her Indian boy, and then I will her charmed eye release from monster's view, and all things shall be peace.
My fairy lord, this must be done with haste, for night's swift dragons cut the clouds full fast, and yonder shines Aurora's harbinger, at whose approach ghosts wandering here and there troop home to churchyards. Damned spirits all that in crossways and floods have burial, already to their wormy beds are gone. For fear lest day should look their shames upon, they willfully themselves exile from light, and must for aye consort with black-browed night.
But we are spirits of another sort. I with the morning's love have oft made sport, and like a forester the grove may tread, even till the eastern gate, all fiery red, opening on Neptune with fair blessed beams, turns into yellow gold his salt-green streams. But notwithstanding haste, make no delay, we may effect this business yet ere day.
Up and down, up and down, I will lead them up and down. I am feared in field and town, goblin lead them up and down. Here comes one.
Where art thou, proud Demetrius? Speak thou now.
Here, villain, drawn and ready, where art thou?
I will be with thee straight.
Follow me then to plainer ground. Lysander, speak again. Thou run away, thou coward, art thou fled? Speak in some bush. Where dost thou hide thy head?
Thou coward, art thou bragging to the stars, telling the bushes that thou look'st for wars and wilt not come? Come, recreant, come, thou child, I'll whip thee with a rod. He is defiled that draws a sword on thee.
Yea, art thou there?
Follow my voice, we'll try no manhood here.
He goes before me and still dares me on. When I come where he calls, then he is gone. The villain is much lighter heel than I. I followed fast, but faster he did fly. That fallen am I in dark, uneven way, and here will rest me. Come, thou gentle day, for if but once thou show me thy grey light, I'll find Demetrius and revenge this spite.
Ho, 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 coward, why comest thou not?
I may if thou darest, for well I wot thou runnest before me, shifting every place, and dares not stand nor look me in the face. Where art thou now?
Come hither, I am here.
Nay, then thou mock'st me. Thou shalt buy this dear if ever I thy face by daylight see. Oh, now go thy way. Faintness constraineth me to measure out my length on this cold bed. By day's approach, look to be visited.
Oh, weary night. Oh, long and tedious night, abate thy hours.
Shine comforts from the east, that I may back to Athens by daylight from these that my poor company detest. Ooh. And sleep that sometimes shuts up sorrow's eye, steal me a while from mine own company.
Yet but three. Come one more. Two of both kinds make up four. Here she comes, cursed and sad. Cupid is a knavish lad, thus to make poor females mad.
Never so weary, never so in woe. Bedabbled with the dew and torn with briars. I can no further walk, no further go. My legs can keep no pace with my desires. Here will I rest me till the break of day. Heavens shield Lysander, if they mean a fray.
On the ground, sleep sound. I'll apply to your eye, gentle lover, a remedy. When thou wak'st, thou tak'st true delight in the sight of thy former lady's eye. And the country proverb known that every man should take his own, in thy waking shall be shown. Jack shall have a Jill, naught shall go ill, man shall have his mare again, and all shall be well.